Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's dive into the news. First up, things are heating up in the Middle East. Apparently, the US and Israel are now in a full-blown war with Iran.
Whoa, seriously? I knew tensions were high, but I didn't realize it had escalated that far. What's the latest?
Well, according to CBS News, Trump's saying the war is very far ahead of schedule. Which, I mean, what does that even mean in this context?
Right? It's such a Trumpism. Like he's managing a construction project, not a war. But I guess it's supposed to sound confident?
Exactly. Other outlets are reporting that NATO air defenses intercepted a ballistic missile over Turkey. The Wall Street Journal says the conflict is in its second week already. Seems like it's widening. And get this, Trump also said the war will be over very soon, according to Axios. So, conflicting messages all around.
Of course. Quick, decisive, ahead of schedule, it's the Trump trifecta. So how are the markets reacting?
Surprisingly, Barron's is reporting that stocks surged after Trump's comments. Apparently, the market likes his optimism.
Or maybe they're just relieved he's saying it'll be over quickly. Uncertainty is the market's kryptonite. So, what's actually happening on the ground?
NPR says Trump claims the US is achieving major strides toward military objectives. But details are scarce, as always. Okay, moving on to the next story, this is a big one. Iran has a new supreme leader.
Oh wow. Who is it?
It's Mojtaba Khamenei, the son of the previous supreme leader. Apparently, the old man passed away or something, because this was pretty sudden.
Nepotism at its finest. What are people saying about this guy?
DW.com has a profile on him. CNN says Trump called the choice a big mistake as the war roils the global economy. Which, you know, is putting it mildly.
Yeah, big mistake seems like an understatement when you're talking about a potential global conflict. What else are we hearing?
The NYT says Khamenei's son was named leader as fighting escalates. NPR has a what-to-know piece on him. And the Wall Street Journal says Iran is already building a religious mythology around him.
A religious mythology? Already? That's fast work. So, is this a sign of further radicalization, or just business as usual in Iranian politics?
Hard to say, but Fortune is calling this Trump's worst-case scenario. Apparently, oil is over $100 a barrel, and markets are in freefall because of all this uncertainty.
Ouch. That's going to hit everyone's wallets. So, war, new leadership, economic chaos, what else is going wrong?
Well, there's also a report from the NYT about a video capturing an apparent strike near a boys' school in Iran.
Near a school? Oh no, that's terrible. Who's responsible?
That's the big question. Trump's denying any U.S. involvement, but The Hill says his denial cuts against mounting evidence of U.S. responsibility. NBC News is reporting that the video appears to show a U.S. Tomahawk missile hitting the area.
A Tomahawk missile? That's pretty damning. Is the U.S. military confirming or denying this?
The Intercept says the U.S. military is refusing to endorse Trump's claim that Iran bombed a girls' school. Which is basically a non-denial denial. And Reuters is reporting that their sources say a U.S. investigation points to likely U.S. responsibility.
So, it sounds like the U.S. probably did it, and they're trying to cover it up. That's not great. What's next?
Okay, last major story. Two ISIS supporters have been charged with attempting to detonate explosive devices during protests outside Gracie Mansion in New York City.
Gracie Mansion? That's the mayor's residence, right? That's a pretty bold move. Was anyone hurt?
Thankfully, no one was hurt. NBC New York reports that Mayor Mamdani wasn't even there at the time. The DOJ has the official press release. And 6ABC Philadelphia says the FBI raided the homes of two men in Bucks County, PA, accused of the attack.
Wow, Bucks County? That's practically my backyard. Small world. So ISIS-inspired, targeting the mayor, that's a scary combination. Okay, that's a lot to take in. War, new leadership, potential war crimes, and terrorism. What a day.
Tell me about it. Well, that's all the major news for today. Check back tomorrow for another Daily Digest.
Will do. Stay safe, everyone.